I'm happy to be back in Toronto, though. I'm not originally from here. I'm from Vancouver, but I've been living here for a little while. You guys have a weird city, man. Like, when I first moved here, I had to go to your children's hospital for work. We have a children's hospital back home. It's called the Vancouver Children's Hospital, which I used to think was a pretty straightforward name. And I saw yours. What do you guys call your children's hospital? Sick Kids. What kind of a fucked up name? It's Sick Kids. For a children's hospital. It's like they were making it. Somebody was like, hey man, what are we putting in this building? Mostly Sick Kids, I think. Perfect, put on the side of the building, let's go home. Right next to the old fuck senior care center and the junky rehab clinic just out on the street.
It's so true.
Man, lots of drugs in Vancouver, as you might know. You can really tell the difference of the drug cultures in the two cities by the homeless populations, because the drug of choice in Vancouver is heroin, and you can tell in our homeless, because all they do is sleep. And it's just like these deep heroin sleeps. I don't know if you've seen, they look kind of comfortable, actually. Like, I used to work late nights at a restaurant, and I would leave, and I'd be like, I'm so tired, I need to get home and get into bed. And so there'd be a guy on some newspaper, I'm like, fuck, I'm never gonna be this comfortable. And the drug of choice in Toronto is clearly crack, because your homeless are active, man. They're out there, they got stories. A lot of running around. I've never seen change asked for so aggressively before. They ask for change, but in an I'm mugging you voice. Like, I was walking down the street, and somebody goes, do you have any change? I was like, yo, dude, chill, yeah. I got you, bro. He asked me for change, so I gave him a quarter. And he goes, do you have a loony? And I was like, I didn't think this was a negotiation. I thought it was a pay what you can kind of thing.